Good morning, good people. This is Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning I'm joined in the studio by Curtis Parker from Crossroads News, and we're here to talk about his editorial on transportation. Mr. Parker, welcome.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
I read the article about the transportation hub that you were suggesting, and it made so much sense to me. Could you just share with our listeners what's being planned for transportation in DeKalb County and what you think would be a better fit?
Well, the plan that's in place now is to continue the east line of MARTA's heavy rail line that currently stops at Indian Creek Station, to continue that line from Indian Creek out to the mall at Stonecrest, going down 285 and somewhere between Wesley Chapel Road and Panola Road, crossing over 285 and continuing out to the mall at Stonecrest. The plan is a heavy rail line, just like the line that is there now, and the latest estimate is the cost was going to be $2.5 billion to complete. It's a 12-mile project. I calculated that out to be $288 million per mile, and it's no one is building heavy rail these days at that kind of price. Light rail is the wave of the present future, and it just seems that spending that money for a light rail project could do a lot more and save a much lower environmental impact than trying to build a heavy rail line. And so this has kind of been an idea that's kind of been germinating in my head for some time. It started out, I called it the Shopper's Line, and it was going to connect Stonecrest Mall to a Perimeter Mall, basically going right up 285 to get there. The thought was you could stop at North Lake Mall, North DeKalb Mall, the GM plant at Doraville, and over time, as kind of bounced the idea off of different people and things, the thought occurring to Mercer University as well, and of course, just continuing off of the east line that's already planned out to Stonecrest. But then I felt that a better transition to what MARTA has now was, instead of continuing from Indian Creek, move the line to Kensington Station and turn Kensington into a transfer point. Still thinking at this point, heavy rail, if that's what MARTA wanted to do, continuing up 285. But at that time, it really started to kind of occur to me that light rail was a better option, because heavy rail in there is going to impact so much right-of-way. It's going to be so expensive just obtaining the right-of-way and the construction, that with light rail that could, in many cases, parallel, piggyback off of I-285's right-of-way, even up above it if necessary, that would be a much cheaper way to go in the long term. And so this Shopper's Line concept then evolved into if you're going to go to Kensington Station and turn that into a multimodal transfer point, then continuing from Kensington Station back around to the airport makes a lot of sense. And that, I think, is kind of what really gelled the idea for me, because then you've got a line that goes from Perimeter Mall to the airport, with the spur that you can go out to Stonecrest, and you can continue on to downtown. Now, when I started kind of sharing that idea, I got some opposition from folks who were thinking about the secondary line that MARTA has planned for DeKalb County, for South DeKalb, specifically the I-20 rail line to downtown. And I always felt, well, you don't need to go to downtown again, because East Line already goes to downtown. Now, at that time, the thought was that this East I-20 line would go to Turner Field. Well, Braves aren't there anymore. Well, that just kind of gelled for me that, well, instead of, if that's the concern, maybe we can divert that line over and could take it to the airport instead. But I think that airport connection is a real key for this concept, that when South DeKalb has a connection directly from
Kensington,
well, from the airport, from Hartsfield-Jackson to South DeKalb, our newspaper hosted a regional conference of publishers, so from black newspaper publishers, to come out and talk about things that were common interest to all of us in the Southeast. And we wanted to show off South DeKalb, so we hosted it at the Evergreen Center out of Stone Mountain Park. Well, we didn't really think about the concept if someone came from out of town. And there was one publisher who paid $75 for a taxi from the airport out to Evergreen. Now, if they could catch a train over somewhere to Kensington and then take an Uber out there, it probably cost them, what, $10 maybe, you know, a much better, much more desirable option.
More efficient, too.
More efficient, exactly, exactly.
So before we continue, could you share with our listeners the difference between light rail and heavy rail? And now I know I've done light rail in other cities. Miami has a light rail for their downtown commuting.
Light rail takes many forms. And you can think of in Atlanta, I like to say, think of heavy rail being the MARTA lines as they exist now. The plane train at Hartsfield is light rail. The streetcar is light rail. And a lot of folks, when they hear light rail, they think of streetcar-like projects. Well, it can be so much more. It can be anywhere between those extremes, you can kind of say. And it is what is the wave of the wave of the future.
It's
being
the wave
done.
Of the present. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There are systems, cities, and metro areas around the country. I think about 40, 30-something that are in progress right now. Utah, of all places, I think they are said to be building the most light rail right now. They started in 1999. They've done 42 miles of rail over three lines. And we talked about Dallas and Denver and the things that they're doing in the article. I read a few years ago about Charlotte, which, you know, it's kind
they
of.
They do have.
Yes, they have. They opened their line. They, when they were planning it and selling it, basically, they got a lot of the naysaying and poo-pooing, it's not going to work, nobody's going to ride it, and that kind of thing. They went ahead and did it anyway, and within 6 months of it opening, they were 3 years ahead of their projections. And so, or I should say, they met their three-year projection for ridership in the first six months.
Mm-hmm. And so people are clamoring for access, you know, for different ways to get places, and clamoring to get out of Atlanta's traffic. How is it that our leaders aren't seeing the need for these kinds of changes?
That's $1 million question. And I've shared this concept, as I said, you know, with various levels of government, state legislators, city councils, mayors, business leaders, things of that sort. And almost all think it's a great idea. But when it comes time to actually seeing any motion on it, then it kind of becomes, well, money's already allocated for this. It can't just be changed just the way we do. And to me, that sounds kind of ridiculous.
Of course it can't be changed.
Yes, yes. Because I use the analogy that when I was in high school, I said, when I am ready to retire, I'm going to buy me a Pontiac GTO, you know. And then retirement age comes around, and there aren't any Pontiacs anymore. They don't make them anymore. And so to have that kind of mindset that, well, 20 years ago we decided this is what we're going to do, you know, and now to say we have to do it this way, it just, like I say, it just doesn't register that that should be the case. But that is probably the answer I get most often.
And when you think about 20 years, you just mentioned a couple of things that have changed in Atlanta. You know, Turner Field, the stadium is now going to be for Georgia State.
Mm-hmm.
Getting to the airport and trying to get to Emory or DeKalb.
The mall at Stonecrest, which wasn't even, I mean, it just became a new city. The mall that is the anchor of it wasn't even here 20 years ago. Exactly. And when we think about the playing soccer complex that they just announced a couple of months ago, you think about what that could do if, with several soccer fields where teams can practice and easy access to get out there, and hopefully when that happens, more hotels will pop up that can accommodate lots of people from lots of places. That, to me, would position Atlanta as a possible venue for a World Cup. Because now teams have places they can go and practice while they're between their rounds and have your main events at Mercedes-Benz Stadium or other large venues around the city. And for me, again, that's one of those things that it sounds like it's benefiting DeKalb County, but it's good for the whole area.
It's good for the whole area. And transportation is one of the things that people who do World Cup and those kinds of events mm-hmm. are looking for because yes. people need to get yes. around.
And that's one of the major factors that Amazon is looking at. And if we had started with a concept like I have now at the same time that Utah did, our lines would be pretty much in place now. And Atlanta's bid for Amazon will look much, much stronger. No matter where, if they pick Atlanta, having access, additional access to wherever they end up is going to be, it would be a selling point for the city.
And it is a selling point to bring businesses here because,
exactly.
again, people, Atlanta's traffic is infamous. Everyone is familiar with it. And no one wants to be in it, but we're, you know, citizens are in it every day. And so when you look at that kind of, you know, commute taking 3 hours to get mm-hmm. from Alpharetta to Clayton County,
yes.
you know, no one wants to do that kind of thing. And so if we had more transportation options, I think people would use it.
One of the things that I liked about the light rail concept was the notion that whenever possible, you take it up over I-285. So the folks who are sitting in that traffic that is so thick that they don't even mention on the traffic reports anymore. Most of it here is the usual traffic on 285. Those people were to sitting in traffic and look up, see the train go by, and everybody's there reading their newspaper and just chilling till they get to their destination. That would get a lot of those folks out of those cars onto that train.
I would do it if, you know, I mentioned it seems MARTA was set up for people to drive to the train station and get on the train, whereas in other metropolitan areas, you can be standing anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And within a mile of where you're standing, there's an opportunity to get on public transportation.
I think London is a real good example of that. Really good. But I, in all fairness to MARTA, we have to remember that when it got started, the intent was it to be the big four counties, Cobb, Gwinnett, DeKalb, and Fulton. Unfortunately, only DeKalb and Fulton signed on. And so the initial lines that were built were designed to take people, you know, where they need to go in those two counties and primarily into downtown Atlanta. I think times have changed, demographics have changed, and the two complaints that I've always heard since we moved to Atlanta about MARTA, first one was the crime issue, which we know is total BS, but the other one is the that MARTA doesn't take you where you want to go. And that, I think, is a very legitimate concern. And I think one of the really good benefits of this plan, as I've laid out, is that if it's done, when it's done, MARTA will be truly a regional transit system. And done that way should make it much more desirable for other parts of the metro area just to sign on as well. In fact, I was sharing this idea with a friend of mine who lived in Marietta at the time. And he said that based on the Shopper's Line concept, he wouldn't be surprised if Cobb Galleria want to get in on that, you know, coming right, continue right around
285.
Yeah, you know, and I've heard that there are discussions going on about an extension like that, especially now since the Braves are there, you know. Well, I think that this line deserves equal consideration for something of that sort. I think actually, given the amount of tax money that DeKalb County has poured into MARTA all these years, deserves a higher priority. I think this project, and the other point that I raised in the column, the fact that after all these years, Fulton County has a rail line that connects its north end with the south end from Alpharetta to the airport, I think DeKalb County deserves just as much. And this is a way to do it within the budget already set aside for that 12 miles out to Stonecrest.
It makes sense. It really does make sense. And I hope everyone reads the article and some of our leaders take a clue or a hint from your suggestion. Mr. Parker, I want to thank you so much for coming here today and sharing this information with us. Tell our listeners how they can get more information about you and Crossroads News.
Well, the article you mentioned can be read on our website, www.crossroadsnews.com. And easiest way to get to the article now would be go to the search window and put in MARTA East Line, because that's what basically is the East Line of MARTA is in the headline. That'll bring the story right up, and you can read it there. There are some of the comments at the bottom. Add your own comments. And hopefully One of the goals that I hope, as I mentioned, was the one DeKalb concept that everybody will say, this is what needs to be done, including folks on the MARTA board. In the state legislature, we have a congressman who's on the state, on the Federal Transportation Committee. With those kinds of influencers in those key positions, this is something I think should be done.
I'm looking forward to it. It would be great to be able to go to Kensington and take a train to Athens or take a train to Hartsville or wherever it is that you want to go. Thank you so much again, Mr. Parker, for sharing with us today.
Thank you.